Yes, inflation has slowed. But what's the next move from the Fed? It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 29th day of January. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, if you watched the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Baltimore Ravens last night, you were also treated to some serious PDA between Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Well, Swift is back in the news today, and we'll share that story. Big real estate news coming to us from China, and it is big. Thought you had heard enough about Takata airbag inflators? No, not yet. The maker of recalled sleep apnea machines is halting U.S. sales, and why? The Wall Street Report, we've got that, and an iRobot story. For the interview, you'll meet author and business speaker Garrison Nguyen, who started his career as a stand-up comedian. It's a great conversation, but first the news.
Insight on Business, News, and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you're with us again today. Want to follow us on X, formerly Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Over on Threads, it's Insight on Business, and our Facebook page is Insight on Business, the News Hour. Well, now that inflation has slowed, everybody in the business world is waiting for the next move by the central bank. The Associated Press is reporting that Fed Chair Jerome Powell will enter this week's Federal Reserve meeting in a much more desirable position than he likely ever expected. Inflation is getting close to the Fed's target rate. The economy is still growing at a healthy pace. Consumers keep spending, and the unemployment rate is near a half-century low. Just a year ago, most economists had envisioned a much darker outlook. As the Fed raised interest rates at the fastest pace in four decades to fight high inflation, most economists warned of a recession, possibly a painful one, with waves of layoffs and rising unemployment. Even the Fed's own economists had projected the economy would sink into a recession last year. Well, none of that happened. And now many economists expect the central bank will start to cut rates in May or June, but some are holding on to the hope those rate cuts will begin in March. Whatever does happen, we'll know more after this week's meeting. Our bet? Well, our bet is that we'll see rate cuts early this spring. We shall see. Yeah, there was some serious PDA going on last night between Travis Kelce, the star tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, and his very talented girlfriend, Taylor Swift. From our chair, we thought it was cute. But what is not cute is what's happening online over at X. The AP is reporting that Elon Musk's social media platform X has blocked some searches for Taylor Swift as pornographic deep fake images of the singer have circulated online. Attempts to search for her name without quote marks on the site Monday resulted in an error message and a prompt for users to retry their search, which added, quote, "Don't fret, it's not your fault," end quote. However, putting quote marks around her name allowed posts to appear that mentioned her name. Sexually explicit and abusive fake images of Swift began circulating widely last week on X, making her the most famous victim that tech platforms and anti-abuse groups have struggled to fix. Unlike more conventional doctored images that have troubled celebrities in the past, the Swift images appear to have been created using an artificial intelligence image generator that can instantly create new images from a written prompt. After the images began spreading online, the singer's devoted fan base of Swifties quickly mobilized, launching a counteroffensive on X and a Protect Taylor Swift hashtag to flood it with more positive images of the pop star. Some said they were reporting accounts that were sharing the deep fakes. Let's face it, kids. This really is Taylor Swift's world, and us? We're just living in it. Wall Street played along the flat line most of the day, but in late afternoon trading, the major indexes all went deep green ahead of a busy earnings week and the Fed meeting. Those numbers from today are coming at you real soon. Well, this is big news coming out of China. A Hong Kong court has ordered China Evergrande, the world's most heavily indebted real estate developer, to undergo liquidation following a failed effort to restructure $300 billion owed to banks and bondholders that fueled fears about China's rising debt burden. The AP is reporting that China Evergrande Group is among dozens of Chinese developers that have collapsed since 2020 under official pressure to rein in surging debt the ruling Communist Party views as a threat to China's slowing economic growth. Chinese regulators have said the risks of global shockwaves from Evergrande's failure can be contained. Court documents show Evergrande owes about $25.4 billion to foreign creditors. Its total assets of about $240 billion are dwarfed by its total liabilities of over $300 billion. Stay tuned. This is a big economic story to watch unfold. Well, it's back to airbag warnings from Toyota as the company issued a warning to owners of about 50,000 older Corolla, Corolla Matrix, and RAV4 models to stop driving them. Why? Because their Takata airbag inflators are at risk of exploding and hurling shrapnel. We've heard all this before, haven't we? The urgent warning on Monday covers certain Corolla compact cars and Matrix hatchbacks from the 2003 and 2004 model years, as well as the RAV4 small SUV from 2004 and 2005. The recalled RAV4s have driver's side airbags, while the Corolla and Matrix models have them on the passenger side. The Corolla and Matrix are also under a separate recall because their airbags can be deployed without a crash. Yeah, you heard that right. Deployed without a crash. Speaking of recalls, the company behind a global recall of sleep apnea machines said it will stop selling the devices in the U.S. under a tentative agreement with regulators that could cost the manufacturer nearly $400 million. Device maker Philips has recalled more than 5 million pressurized breathing machines due to risks that their internal foam can break down over time, leading users to inhale tiny particles and fumes while they sleep. The company first announced the problem in mid-2021, but efforts to repair or replace the machines have dragged on for years, frustrating patients in the U.S. and in other countries. The Dutch manufacturing giant said it has agreed to a consent decree with the Food and Drug Administration and the Department of Justice. The deal has not yet been finalized and will have to be approved by a U.S. judge. Wall Street rose on Monday to kick off a week where Wall Street's most influential stocks may show whether the huge expectations built up for them are justified. The S&P 500 gained 36 points, or 0.8%, to set another record at 49.27. The Dow climbed by 224 points, or 0.6%, to settle at 38.333, and the Nasdaq jumped 172 points, or 1.1%, to end the session at 15.628. Meanwhile, benchmark U.S. crude oil for March delivery fell $1.23 to $76.78 a barrel today, and wholesale gasoline for February delivery fell 6 cents to $2.23 a gallon. Meanwhile, the 10-year Treasury yield at news time was down a bit at 4.076%. And finally, there is this, and this is about Amazon and iRobot. Amazon has nixed plans to buy Roomba maker iRobot after European Union regulators threatened to block the $1.4 billion deal. The e-commerce giant will pay a $94 million termination fee to iRobot, which said Monday that its CEO had stepped down as the struggling company prepares to cut nearly a third of its jobs. Also today, Amazon started running ads on Prime Video in the U.S., echoing moves by Netflix, Disney, and Peacock. Subscribers will now see commercials unless they opt into an ad-free tier for an extra $3 a month. Well, that's a wrap for the business news, but make sure you click ahead to listen to a conversation with Garrison Wynn, a best-selling author and business speaker that started his career as a stand-up comic. Enjoy. We sure did.